Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome from the boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Comic-Con Stars. It's a beautiful, windy night out here on the boardwalk. Lots and lots of people, so we're coming to you live from the Sun Fun capital of the world, right below the sky wheel. This is Dr. John and Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. How are you doing?
Great to be here. Power walking tonight as we speak, and feeling much better.
I am glad you are. Me too. We'll talk more about that later. Todd, how are you doing tonight? Todd Saxon.
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just sitting here buying my dinner right now.
Well, that sounds good. And we're just out here on the boardwalk, and it is a beautiful, beautiful night. We have Dave Atwell coming on in just a moment. It's a wacky night, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Blog Talk just put up a brand new version, so it may be having a few problems. But anyway, it's good to have everybody with us tonight, and we've got a lot to talk about. Tonight is our quarterly roundtable. And as I said, it's good to have everybody here. And so I guess I'd like to start first with Papa Stro. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, gosh. Once inside my head, there's no turning back.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, as Todd's ordered his dinner.
Okay.
Feeling better. Getting right for some projects coming up.
Thank you.
And everything. So got some things coming up in the months ahead. Just once I get information to a vote to everybody, I'll let everybody know. The documentary is doing good, and which I'll be having more news about the film documentary coming up really soon. Some exciting news for the fall. Things are looking good, you know. And you know, I hate to talk over Todd when he's ordering his chicken nuggets, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah, sorry about that, brother.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, you got to get your chicken nuggets in, so for sure.
Yeah, it's been a long day since I got into work.
Okay, gotcha. Well, let's see. How am I doing? It was a long, long weekend. The Lizard Man came to Bishopville, as we know, Lizard Man Festival. It was a blast. We had almost probably over 600 people there, had about 45 to 50 vendors. It was kind of lost count. It was a great day. We had people there from Maine, from New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. A couple folks came from Texas, came from Georgia, Alabama, Florida. All of South Carolina and North Carolina were well represented. So we had a really nice crowd, and I'm glad that everybody came. They seemed to have a good time. Lyle Blackburn was quite the star talking about the Lizard Man. He had put on a great presentation. And then we had the South Carolina Paranormal Association showing footage from some of their ghost events. That was pretty cool. And then we had Robbie Howell, who had a lot of experience back in the day when the Lizard Man was being sighted in 88 and 89. He was down and around the Bishopville area interviewing a number of folks for a small newspaper in Florence. So he got to talk a little bit about his experience, and that was really kind of fun. So it was good to have him there. It was good to have Papa Stro there. A lot of folks were there, and we just had, in general, a good time. We had some vendors. We had some folks outside, and then we had, of course, the Comic-Con vendors. So it was a blast. It kept everybody busy. On Friday, we had a meet and greet with Papa Stro, with Lyle Blackburn, and a couple other folks. We had about almost 30 people show up to the meet and greet. I was surprised. It was really good to have them all. So, you know, we had a good time. And we're looking forward to doing another Lizard Man event here soon. We will announce that pretty soon. Now, Todd, what you got going on right now? Fill us in.
Now, I'm just trying to work my way home, good sir. Getting back to the apartment, making the adjustment to the new life. It's sitting out here
The
great city of Indianapolis.
Wow. Well, that's good. We're glad glad things are going well in your new position up there. Do we have the incredible author David Atwell with us? Have you joined us?
Yes. I finally was able to get on. I'm having a little trouble connecting, but all is good.
Yep. So what's been going on with you the past week?
Oh, man, just doing the usual, the working and everything, but working on some art and trying to tighten up some stuff with the book business and all. It's, again, you know, if you've ever written a book, you know there's a lot that goes into it. So trying to get everything prepared for July 7th coming up here. So having the hometown advantage in Jacksonville, looking forward to the show and having everybody around.
Well, that's good. Yeah, hometown advantage is right. We love Jacksonville. I'm going to be there tomorrow with Papa Stroh. We're going to get some posters out, some free passes out. So if you know Papa Stroh, if you know me or know Dave, check in with him. We got some free passes. Todd, don't know if you can make it down here for Jacksonville Comic-Con. If you can, great. If not, at least join us on Facebook. How's that?
Oh, you know I'll do that. You know, Gary and Casey and Yuki and Connor are still around.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to having your family there and a lot of other families. We'll have some interesting things for kids to do. We will have the TARDIS will be there, Doctor Who's TARDIS. Alex and Ashley Baker will be there, all steampunked out. Josh Alexander will be there, so we're going to have a good time. Ron Rossman will be there running the cosplay contest. It's always good to have Ron there. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Ron Rossman, the producer and director of that famed and acclaimed internet series, Dusk, Papa Stroh, how is Dusk going? Fill us in.
Well, I don't want to talk over anybody, so if the coast is clear, I can tell you.
I think it's clear.
All right. Let me make sure.
No, wow.
Chicken nugget dinners or anything like that. Yeah, Todd. Wow. Right. Oh, God. Yeah, Dust Series is doing great. Season 2. We're almost done with Season 2, actually, coming up. And, yeah, things are going great. Had a great episode this past weekend, and soon to be having a CD party later in the fall, and Carolina Fan Expo coming up this fall. There's going to be a special deal on the Dust series, and you can go check out the latest episodes and check out the season finale reel coming up pretty soon at the Dust Series Facebook page, facebook.com/DUSK series. And it's been a pleasure being part of the cast, crew of the Dusk, awesome people. And I'm looking forward to season 3. And from what I understand, season 3 is promising to be even more in depth. So for the avid Dusk series fans, brace yourself. The best is yet to come.
Well, that's great. Let me ask you this. The season finale, that's looking like it's going to be in July, correct?
Yes.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to that. We'll try to get Ronald Rossman on along with you maybe right after the season finale, and we can talk a little bit about it, how the season went, and where things are going. So, you know, I think that'll be a pretty good time. It really will. So, I'm going to throw up a question. Not throw up. I'm going to throw out a question. I don't know how many of you had a chance to check it out, but the biggest news in the world was the Inspector General's report today. It came out. Papa Stroh, did you catch any of that about what was going on?
Could you repeat that again? Your verbiage with your connection is kind of.
Oh, okay. The big story today was the Inspector General's report came out on the Clinton email. Did you get any? Did you happen to check any of that out? And if you did, what did you think about it?
Oh yeah. To put it in a nutshell, some people in the hot water. Up at the top, as far as like they're investigating with the FBI, with Comey, and his handling of investigation, and from what they're saying, this is only the tip of the iceberg. There's more information supposed to be revealed tomorrow and upcoming days. So we'll see. The thing is, a lot of people they don't know what's going to be let out, so there's a lot of questions.
There really are, and that was kind of a wild and crazy time. I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more about it. There's going to be some commentary, but I guess that's one of the biggest things that's been going on in the news this week. So, Dave, do you or Todd, either one of you have anything you'd like to weigh in on us with the Inspector General's report? I don't know if you had a chance to hear much about it today, but it was kind of a bombshell that came out, and everybody's upset. That's what I'll say.
My real question is: Is the smartest woman on the planet no longer going to be allowed to get away with the excuse of "I was too dumb to know what I was doing"?
Well said. Yeah, you know,
well said,
I'm going to be honest with you. At the level of corruption, it's not just on one side. I mean, everybody's doing dirty deeds anywhere else. But I can tell you, our favorite political family of late, they've been so what's the word I'm looking for? Above the law and brazen. And, you know, everybody breaks a rule. Don't get me wrong. None of us are clean. What was Arthur Miller, the Crucible, or is the accuser always holy? We all break our rules, but they were doing it almost in a new level of arrogance. And what really got me was during the election, and you know, Clinton met with Lois Lerner, I believe, on the plane. And you know, that's just for God's sake, you know, don't do it right there in front of God and everybody like that. So it just kind of shows that untouchable feeling they have. And it'll be interesting to see the truth, because we get so little of it. And to what Todd just spoke of, it'll be very interesting to see the consequences, whether it will result in a slap on the wrist and, just go lay low for a little bit, or if we're actually going to face the consequences like our buddy Bill Clinton, or not Bill Clinton, but Bill Cosby. So, interesting to see.
Well, Bill
Clinton, to tell you, no matter how big the crap is, no matter how stinky the crap is, no matter how filthy the crap is, it always rises to the surface.
Yep.
Yes, yes, that is very true. But we'll see what happens. We've got some interesting days ahead, and next week as they read the Inspector General's report and really find out what all it says. I know it was hard to digest it if they got it at 2:00 this afternoon, but we'll see what happens. And it's actually available for all of us to read. If I have time this weekend, I'm gonna try to take a look through it and see what I can gather. It'll be it'll be very interesting to see a document at that level. I don't think we've ever had the opportunity to read a report such as this, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a kind of a milestone in our judicial system that those of us normal folks, can read it and see what it says. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I think it will be good. So I'm going to do a round table because we like to do it this way. Who would like to jump in first, and who's got a good topic for us to talk about? Because it's always fun. We got some literate people here that have some good opinions and have been around the horn, so it's always fun to hear what people have to say. I'm going to pick on Dave Atwell first, followed by Papa Stroh, and then followed by Todd. So, Dave, what would you like for us to talk about? You've always got good insight, good perspective.
Oh, man, there's so many different things we could touch on, you know, with the vast amount of knowledge we have amongst us, though most folks would not agree. it could be a litany of many things. I mean, we've spoken on, wrestling history, past, present, future. We've spoke about the film industry, and those topics always seem to get a rise out of a lot of people. You know, I've spoken before about talking about the con business and what goes on behind that, that it's all the nuts and bolts and turning of the screws that it takes to throw one of those. It's so much energy that goes into it. So, yeah, it could be a myriad of things like that. But and then, of course, we always have our good old-fashioned conspiracy theory, which is always present. And we may just find out through the FBI that these papers that are coming out that indeed it was Anna Nicole and Bigfoot behind it the whole time. Never can tell.
Well, it might have been, but I will say this: UFOs seem to have hit the top of the charts recently more often than not. At least once a week, there seems to be a UFO breaking story on the front page of either CNN or Fox News, and I find that kind of interesting. Also, there was a story this morning about the alligator turtle, a ferocious turtle that they thought was extinct. They found a couple. So there are a lot of these strange creatures that they're still out there, and it was very interesting. There was a state trooper that was helping one of these alligator snapping turtles over the road and help him get out of the road, and come to find out the thing almost bit his hand off. And then that's when he started calling in some help and found out it was a very, very rare species that they thought was extinct. So we're very fortunate. You know, a lot of these things are still around. There's a little bit of intrigue and mystery still going on in the world, which I think is kind of cool. And now, Papa Stroh, do you have an interesting topic that you'd like for us to talk about tonight? You always, whenever I talk to you, you always have something on the tip of your tongue, which is pretty darn interesting.
Well, I don't know if I can top what Dave's came up. That was pretty darn cool. Where do we begin? There was a report a while back about some scientists testing a machine called CERN. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I'm certainly familiar with CERN. Yes, sir.
And which dabbling with this machine, there's great concerns about maybe it's just like, you know, what we've read in like fictitious books and so forth about how certain things can open up portals or dimensions, that sort of thing, right? Some have had concerns with this, no pun intended, with the CERN machine, if you will, where scientists are, the old deal, scientists are always trying to play God, right? Pretty much.
Well, sometimes they do. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some are just for research, but there's occasional few that go, take it to the extreme, your Dr. Frankensteins, if you will, that want to just mess with the space-time continuum of things. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've been hearing more and more about this the CERN situation and the concerns are with some people are saying that, you know, we're tampering with something we shouldn't be tampering with. But, I mean, that could hold true to a lot of things that science.
I mean, I think you're 100% right. I know that time and time again, they see these very strange cloud formations above CERN. They're in Switzerland. I mean, they're documented. They're well known. They're doing something. They're doing something to the atmosphere, and potentially they are opening portals because portals do exist. You know, sometimes when we talk about things, we act like it's some kind of a conspiracy theory. But, you know, there's a lot going on in particle nuclear physics. And they are finding ways to move and change things that we never thought we could before down at the atomic level. And that's what CERN is doing. It's a huge, huge particle accelerator. It's several miles underground. And what they do is they take atoms and they shoot them around there and they get them going faster and faster and faster. And it comes to a point when you get them going so fast, what I would call unexpected side effects start happening. They call it research. But they need to be very careful because very strange things have been happening. And they've had a lot of odd sightings over there and, you know, a lot of anomalies. I don't know what they are. Maybe you know, they're legit. There are photographs of them. People aren't spending a lot of time looking at it. It's kind of beyond a lot of folks. But, you know, that is a good report that you were talking about. And people need to watch out very carefully what goes on over there.
Have you seen the movie The Mist? That came out a while back.
I have not.
It's called The Mist. We're about the military. It opened up a portal to another dimension. And you said all these creatures in the mist just killing off the townspeople, pretty much. And they were trapped in the grocery store, barricading themselves. And, like, but once they, a few survivors finally, after going stir crazy in the grocery store, they're like, take this vehicle and start driving around and seeing how everything had changed. Like, it's like, with the mist, you had all these creatures, some were huge, as tall as, Jurassic Park type huge to flies that were like the most abnormal anomalies you can think of. And then to the point where at the end, just when they're about ready to take each other out, the military comes in and pretty much everything was like back to normal. And turns out that what it was an experiment where they had tampered with opening up another dimension. But it really makes you think about things.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know there are people out there bending the rules because there is all the time. And, you know, some people get to knowing too much. And, you know, there's no telling what's being done out there. And as we've spoken on before, I mean, the law of averages. Got to be something out there other than us, get bacterial or plant life or something like that. Whatever you say, life on other planets, it doesn't have to be something like that. It's got to be anything of a living organism. And, you know, billions of stars out there and everything, it's kind of hard to believe we're the only ones, but just how much do we know, and just how much are we not told, just to keep us all in check, you know?
Well, Dave, speaking of all those stars out there, there have been a lot of reports in the last year how with our new telescopic abilities and with the telescopes that we have on satellites going around, we are finding more and more solar systems that have what we would consider a lot like ours, inhabitable, that have oxygen, they have water, They have carbon dioxide, and they have basically the building blocks of life. And they're finding out that those small solar systems are not exactly that far away from us. So when you talk about, you know, what's out there, we're beginning to find that there are things out there. I mean, the Mars rover and the Mars Explorer is finding some amazing things. They found, of course, oxygen, and they found water. They found, again, a lot of the building blocks of life. They're finding strange structures. I mean, no doubt about it, they're finding it. Sorry to say that. You know, we don't know what's been there before, but a lot of things are being found the more that we explore and the better our technology gets. So I'll say that, you know, with increases in technology, we are finding things out there that make you feel like we are certainly not alone, and we might be closer to another species than most people might find comfortable. We don't know. A lot of – and borders on conspiracy theory, but I think it also borders a little bit on reality with so many sightings of strange things. And I stand here on the boardwalk of Myrtle Beach, and I hear a helicopter flying over me. And who knows what it could be? We see a lot of strange lights out there in the ocean. And I know that it was a couple of weeks ago, saw a red light go out and make a 90-degree left turn. And I was watching it with a couple of folks that here on the boardwalk, and I said, hey, you know that's not a standard traffic pattern out of Myrtle Beach Airport. And they said, yeah, we know. We've heard people see a lot of these strange red lights out here. I said, well, we see them all the time. We all watched it for a while. Then it took another 90-degree turn. Then it disappeared. So, you know, if you just listen, learn, and watch, you will find things. And who knows what kind of portals that are being opened. But I tell you what, the current stuff is very interesting. There have been a few movies about it. And who knows how close those movies are to reality and where the folks got their information. But no, that's a great topic, Papa Stroh. And we just, again, we have to watch and see what's going on and realize that our science, our Smithsonian magazines, our nature journals are all telling us that there is more stuff, in quotes, out there than we ever thought. And another vast wasteland, which is becoming not much more explored and is not as much of a wasteland as we thought, is Antarctica. There's so much they're finding there. They're finding evidence of earlier civilizations there. It's tough. It's a tough place to do research, and there aren't a lot of people down there. But they're finding that there's a lot down there. There's a lot more down there than they thought, because, of course, at one point Antarctica was at our equator. And then as things have changed, as we've had continental drift, it has moved farther, much farther, what we call south. Now, if you're in New Zealand, you call that to the top of the earth. They unabashedly think they're at the top of the earth, and I don't blame them. We think we're at the top of the earth, too. But, there's a lot of that going on. Antarctica is becoming very much more accessible, and we're going to find a lot of things down there. There's news articles. If you go to space.com, they seem to cover Antarctica a lot. So that's a good resource for everybody. Now, Todd, we're going to hit on you. What have you got on your mind that we want to discuss?
Okay. Kibitz a little bit on some of the things you guys touched on. You were talking about some of these hidden species. It seems only about 50 years ago they realized that the coelacanth is still alive. And they found it there off the east coast of Africa. They have since found another subspecies of the coelacanth, a whole group of them over there in Asia. You know, so these are things that are right here that they have been here the whole time, and they're just finding out like it's news. So that's cool stuff. Everything Stroh brought up about, for good grief, when you're talking about CERN and everything that's going on there, them discovering the Higgs boson particle and things like that, like, you know, that was just theory, and they managed to discover that. And they don't even know where that's going to take us. But Dave brought up conspiracy theory, so I'd like to throw a couple of those out.
Please do.
We can talk about the Dugway Proving Grounds, which are better known as Area 52. Or we can go ahead and bring up HAARP in Alaska. I'll just throw those two tasty tidbits out.
All right. Now remind us a little bit more about Area 52.
This is the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah. And they're even associated with that large scale kill off of many herds of sheep there back in, I want to say, late 60s, early 70s. But they have since then, basically, since everybody's Area 51, everybody knew about it, started learning about it, and everybody's eyes got on it. And so the biggest thing to do is do the bait and switch, increase security there, make it look like it's more important, and start doing more and more somewhere else. That's right there in Utah. Just thought I'd throw it out there. That is Area 51. Biochemical, nuclear, you name it. Aircraft.
It makes a lot of sense, though. You draw everybody's attention away, and you go to work. You know, it makes all the sense in the world.
It really does.
Work.
Oh, yes, it does. And I'll go ahead and share a story with you about down here where I live in the Georgetown County area and Williamsburg area. Georgetown and a lot of Georgetown used to be owned by Bernard Baruch, the great real estate and newspaper magnate back at the turn of the century. And he was working very closely with the U.S. government, and he donated a lot of his land. He had several plantations. So he donated a lot of his land to the government, and they have since the early 40s used a lot of the land in Georgetown and Williamsburg County as testing grounds and also as training grounds for the Army and the Air Force, because that Williamsburg County land is very, very close, really, to Shaw Air Force Base. And I have seen several times when there have been lots and lots of military vehicles going into there. And it was really pretty scary. I've seen things fly overhead. And the population of Williamsburg County, they have seen it fly. They've seen the strangest aircraft flying overhead for 40 or 50 years, and they just think it's, you know, standard practice. And they don't realize that these things they're seeing, one was, I believe, an aurora, which is, you know, that was kind of a top secret thing. So there's been a lot that has been going on over there, and all you have to do is hang around and watch and listen for sonic booms. It was interesting. When I used to sell life insurance, I was sitting on a porch with a lady in Williamsburg County, and I heard a sonic boom. That was a crazy place. It was a long way from Shaw Air Force Base. But it's close enough to Shaw that a lot of training, seems like, goes on over there. So, you know, there are a lot of pockets where some what we call darky affairs go on. They really do. So, Todd, have you seen any more of those really cool conspiracy theory things up there as you've started exploring the world of Indiana?
Well, they claim that this massive tunnel system that they're building miles underground is primarily to take off storm water and things like that and keep things healthy. And there is some muttering and whispers about what else is going on with that. From, is it going to be, you know, from something as simple as, say, they're going to take some of the old rods from nuclear reactors, and, you know, we're going to be, you know, a bit of a hazardous waste area, on through to how much of the federal government is behind it as opposed to just a state and, you know, local municipality project.
Wow, that is very interesting. So a lot of things going on up there in Indianapolis and in Indiana. There's a lot going on down here, and as you can hear some music here in Myrtle Beach, but in the eastern part of South Carolina, a lot of strange things going on. And I know Papa Stroh is up there in Jacksonville, North Carolina, where Camp Lejeune is. And Papa Stroh, I'm sure you've heard and seen some interesting things in the skies up there, or have you?
Oh, all the time. The skies here are always busy. Got a lot of aircraft flying around it. So, yeah, it makes for interesting nights at times, but Yeah, it's I mean, if we, there's so much going on out there in the world, the universe. I mean, if, some things will be great to know, and then some things I don't think it's meant for us to know. So, the way it is.
You've got a point there. I think some things are not meant for us to know, and when we see the results of them, well, it's hard to make judgment because we just don't know everything that's going on. So I believe you're 100% right. I do. So it's been good seeing what we got on our minds, some interesting topics, and we'll be back next week with a whole slew of guests. What I'd like to do right now is I want to go around and let everybody take – I'll take a page from Papa Stroh's book, and we'll see what everybody's got to plug. And and I'll just start out quickly as we really get ramped up to this Jacksonville Comic-Con that's coming up July the 7th, the hometown advantage, as Dave Atwell says. So, so Dave, what have you got to plug? I know you're the great love of your – one of the great loves of your life, and not your beautiful wife, but another great accomplishment and love of your life. What all do you have to promote? Dave Atwell, are you present? So Dave may have dropped off.
There we go. We're good.
Oh, Dave,
I'm there.
There you go. You were on mute. Yo, you were trying to fool us. So what have you got to promote here as we wind down the beginning of the third quarter of Comic-Con Star? What have you got to promote here tonight for us?
Yeah. I'm certainly not going to promote AT&T wireless service with the troubles I've had tonight.
okay.
But first off, I just want to say Happy Dad's Day to all the dads out there. You know, dads got kind of a different league of their own. You know, moms are the ones that you know, you run to when you skin your knee up and all that kind of jazz. But dads are the guys that are always the ones that, you know, show you the practical stuff. You know, here's how you do it the unconventional way. And there's such a difference between a father. Anybody can be a father, but take somebody special to be a dad. So a big happy dad's day to all those guys getting it done correctly and just not making it happen and then heading out of town. So other than that, just getting all geared up for July 7th. Really looking forward to that show. I think we're going to have a blast. Trying to get all of my mess together in between working 60-hour weeks, but it's coming along well. And as usual, whenever we have one of these shows, I mean, the best part about it is seeing everybody. And, you know, we've spoken a million times about our con family. It's just good to, you know, have dinner, have a drink, and all that kind of jazz with our, you know, our friends and all that we only see 3, 4, or 5 times a year. So looking forward to that. And outside of that, you know, I'll be armed with the Hunger series, still available on Amazon.com. And I think you might be able to get it if you're a Prime member for Father's Day. So that'd be a great Dad's Day present. And nothing wrong with reading and finding out that the lost art, but there's nothing wrong with reading. So give Dad a present, keep giving. Hunger series.
That's exactly right. Get Dad a present that keeps on giving, the Hunger series, hopefully on Amazon Prime. Todd, what have you got to plug?
Well, I'll get you a plug, but I know the first thing Dave did was take a shot at Dad to head out of town. What up with that?
You understand the routine, don't you?
I do, brother. I do. The
all too well, man.
Yes, sir. The you know what? Let's talk about the, you know, we're going to talk about Father's Day. We don't get there all alone. We sure don't. I'm going to plug Yuki, the support she's been from many hundreds of miles away. Kana, and Jared, you know, Kana, my beautiful little daughter, and Darian, that handsome debonair Marine that he is, they're what make being a dad, just saying. So I'm going to plug them. I'm going to plug Dave talked about it, our Comic-Con family, as part of us here tonight. And I'll tell you, I'm going to miss not being there on the 7th.
Yeah, we're
going
to miss you too, man.
It already hurts. But I got to thank you because this morning as I was driving into work at 5:45 a.m., my thoughts were, why it drives me nuts that we're no longer in hugging range. You guys always, you don't ever, when we're on the phone and we do various podcasts, things like that, I always feel like we're still right here together, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it just seems like you're still with your side, so that's great. It really is. We're glad you're here with us. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So that's your plug, being a dad and being here with us, that's your plug. Thank you.
It was.
We
appreciate it. You're all welcome. Love you guys, man. I mean it.
All right. Papa Stroh, what you got?
Well, first off, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Father's Day this weekend. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters in WWE for the Money in the Bank pay-per-view this Sunday. I hope it goes a great event for everybody. For all the ladies on TV, wrestling, film, and merchandise, go to my official website at thestro.com, thestro.com. And I will be participating in a sprint event coming up here in town, Jacksonville, coming up soon, promoting Jacksonville Comic-Con July 7th. I'll be posting more information on the sprint event on my social media. So definitely keep on tabs with that. And looking forward to July 7th, my hometown people, Jacksonville, North Carolina, for the Jacksonville Comic-Con. That's going to be a great time. And be nice for once to have something here close by in the hometown area. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for being somebody that we're proud to know and proud to have with us, Papa. So you're one of a kind, and you're the best. So we really appreciate it, and glad you got over the Lizard Man crud from this weekend.
Well, if I see him, I'm going to kick him right in the private.
Okay.
I'll have Dorothy bite him one, either way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he comes and checks in with me about once a day, so I'll let Lizard Man know to be very careful, okay?
And Dorothy likes lizards, too, so he would be quite the lizard. To Dorothy, anyway. Not me, but the Dorothy.
I'll bet. Well, look, thanks a lot, and I guess my plug is Jacksonville Comic-Con, and I will say this Father's Day, if you want to do some Comic-Con-ing, go to HeroesCon in Charlotte. It's the annual Comic-Con on Father's Day. It's at the Charlotte Convention Center. It's a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of great people there. Our buddy Greg Bo Watson will be there. Just a lot of folks that we know will be there. So if you feel like traveling or you're in the Charlotte area, go to HeroesCon. But then, of course, be sure to see us July the 7th in Jacksonville NC Comic-Con. And also, we've got Steampunk Mid-Atlantic coming up July the 21st, 22nd in Raleigh. So that's going to be another good date. That'll be a lot of fun. So I want to say thanks to everybody. Glad to have us all together. And we'll be back again next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for another exciting week of the World of Comic-Con Stars. And there's a lot of excitement going on. So gentlemen, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And we will sign off as we have done our first show from the boardwalk in Myrtle Beach. Live time here under the sky wheel. And it's been a blast. So we'll see you folks later. I'll be talking to Papa Stroh and Dave. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. And Todd, we'll be talking on the phone soon. So you guys have a good one. I'd say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, but that's 6 months out. So Happy Father's Day coming up, and we'll see you guys soon.
Take care, guys.
All right. Hey, safe travels, Jim.
Live long and prosper, gang.
Guys, have a good night. And the uncomfortable moment of silence before the British tech comes on.
Where's she at? Uh-oh.
Oh, you love her accent.
She's late for her cue. Hey, lady, learn your damn lines. I never get used to her hanging up on me every week, though. It's always real abrupt. It's like, and gives you that little tone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure does. Sure does.
And for those of you still listening, this is after Comic-Con Stars.
That's how this one works, yeah. That's no joke, brother. I'm running so far behind, I haven't even pressed my shirt for tomorrow yet.
Oh, you still iron?
I got.
That's dryer.
What I'm doing,
that.
Bro. Yeah, bro. I got one too, but she ain't here to do it.
Oh, I hear
Heck,
you.
Dishes and everything else. It was just, I don't know, another 14-hour day, but it was all right. It was a good day. We got a lot done.
I was going to say, I'd be using the styrofoam. Matter of fact, that's what I employ around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Still, we have no rent check. Dr. John, you still have
kind of a trip, ain't it?
I don't know. Is it just me and you? Uh-oh. Must be just me and you. All right.
I don't know,
Dave. All right. All
right, Dave. Be safe, brother. Night, all.